Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenWithoutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 18th, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I am broadcasting live today from the beautiful city of New York, and I'm right here in the heart of Harlem and having a wonderful time as I met with one of my favorite people this weekend. And so, again, I want to give a big shout-out to Tia Drumgold, CEO and founder of Visionary Women Today. And you're going to be hearing a lot about Tia. Hopefully she'll be on the show this year, sharing with you about working with your vision and really pursuing your vision in an aggressive manner like you never have before. So I'm so excited that we've got someone who is a visionary coach at Women About Biz that can help you not only create your vision board, but make some things happen to make sure that your vision is going to come to pass. So I'm excited about that. So again, big shout out to Tia. Today, you know, this day is just such an odd day. Just want to just let everybody know that I got calls as early as 6 a.m. this morning with individuals, you know, just sharing with me that they're trying to push through getting through the rest of this year and accomplishing some dreams and goals. But there are a lot of businesswomen out there that are having problems, that are having issues with that. And so I had a theme all worked out for the rest of this month, but my spirit led me to this today and for the rest of this month, which is pushing past the fear. Ladies, listen up. I mean, this is just so very, very important for you to understand, and that is that if we continue not to address the fact that we have the fear, we can't move past the fear, right? And we all have fear at different times. Look, every day of life brings on new challenges, okay? It puts us in new and different environments, and there are a lot of things going on. And so because of that, each new day, we have to guard our minds. We have to make sure that we are keeping ourselves in alignment with what it is that we want to do as business women. And so I look at the fact that here we are in September. This is the ninth month of the year, approximately 3.5 months left in 2017. And, you know, I know that many of you share in common that, hey, I feel that I've worked hard. I feel that I have tried to do some things for my business that would generate some profit, and yet I'm not necessarily generating the type of profit that I want to see. So while I can't explain what's going on in all of the show, and each of you have different things that are happening in your life, there are some consistencies amongst as women that contribute to us not being as successful or moving forward with things that we deem important to us. So this is something that needs to change. And so pushing past the fear is something that I want to address for the rest of this month, because we need to be going into 2018 with an exuberant spirit, full of energy, a spirit full of receiving and claiming the success that is rightfully ours. But what you need to understand and what you need to know is that if you don't claim your success, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't take your faith to another level, a faith of action and doing and implementation, then what you're going to get is the same old, same old. You're going to get more of the same, which is you're not growing. Things are not moving as quick for you. And I don't want that to happen for you. I want you to experience what it is that you have purpose in your heart to do. I want you to see that come to pass, and I want you to experience it both from a mental and energetic standpoint, but I also want you to experience it financially as well. You know, this show is totally dedicated to being successful, but in order for us to talk about success, which is a positive mode, guess what we are not doing? We have to evaluate where we're not going, but in doing that, we always want to bring it back to what are the solutions, because we can complain all day long and we could talk all day long about what's wrong and why people are not being successful, but at the end of the day, if we can't add solutions in there, it is not going to help. So today's hot topic, again, is pushing past the fear, and I just want to encourage all of you to share the show with at least one person. If you can flash over on another line and let someone know, hey, they're talking about pushing past the fear on Successful Woman Radio, dial in. Here's the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589, and they can dial in and get their dose of motivation, get their dose of information that is going to help them to positively make changes in their life and business. And, you know, it's all about blessing. And I encourage all of you, don't just listen to this information, because I know it's good information, because I know that it is spirit-filled information. It is information that I am receiving from within to share with you. And so, again, I know that my goal is to be transparent. My goal is to share with you my failure so that you can learn more, so that you can be more, right? And so this topic, I think, is going to be probably one of the best topics yet as we get to or towards the end of the year. Deal with this fear issue. Because a lot of the times why you're not accomplishing your dreams and goals, or why you're not moving along faster, it has a lot to do with a three-letter word, you. Yeah. And sometimes we have to face the music, we have to face the mirror, and we have to look at what am I not doing to move my business along. So we're going to be talking about that just a little bit. But first, I want to make sure that we also go over some other things that are important to the show today. I'm definitely going to give you the five questions to spark your abundance, right? And then I am going to talk to you today as well about facing your fears and give you some ways to fuel, to show you how to let fear fuel your success. I'm going to be talking to you about that. And then I'm also going to give you some ideas, okay, for the holiday season and marketing your business and making it work for the holidays. No matter what type of business that you're in, there is a way for you to market your business, to promote your business during the holiday season. So we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. So let's go ahead and go into the five questions to spark your abundance, okay? Number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Remember, you are responsible for going out there and identifying people that you would like to be your clients. Number two, what can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? You know, this is very, very important, because oftentimes women will jump all around the money part. They will list out all of their goals and what they want to accomplish, but they really do not purposely list a dollar amount that they would like to see coming into the business. But, you know, from a CEO perspective, you really should be starting with the dollar amount first. You should say, how much money is it that I would like to see generated in sales this week? And then you back up to the first day of the week, work week, which is Monday for most people, and you say, now, what are all of the goals and activities I need to set in my calendar in order to make this cash come? So this question is kind of like a two, threefold question, because whatever you answer, it's going to require you to sit down and take some time to come up with your ideas of how you're going to make the money. Hopefully, you would have already brainstormed and know ways that you can bring in additional income or bring in revenue in your company. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Listen, ladies, this question is pivotal. Here's why. Because being the leader of your company is really what is going to take your company to the next level. But one of the reasons why I'm talking about pushing past fear today is because a lot of women have an issue with being the leader. A lot of women are not the leader in the way that they need to for their business. And so if you're not leading your company as the CEO and you're constantly keeping yourself in that labor role, then you're not having a bird's eye view of your business and you're not figuring out how to make your company grow. And so as the CEO of your business, you should be very concerned with what your position description should be. And if you don't have a position description for your company, what are you waiting on? You need to be creating it. You know, you have to look at it as though, if I'm going to pay someone six figures to come in to run my company for me, what is it that I expect of them? Because the same things that you would expect of others, you must expect of yourself. I remember one time I was looking over the position description for Women About Biz, and after I finished with it, I realized that I wasn't doing even half of the things that I was going to be requiring of someone else. And I thought about it because it really pricked my heart when I read my position description. And I thought about it and I thought about it and I said to myself, you know, if you were anybody else, you would have fired this individual because they are not up to standard of what you are expecting of them. And so I thought about it, and I vowed to myself that night when I reviewed that position description that I would pull myself a leader. And there were some things that I felt that I needed to do in order to be the best leader for the company. I felt that I needed to look at productivity and restructuring and how to be a CEO. So I took some workshops, I took some classes, I hired a consultant to really just help me to get to the point of where I needed to be. Now, being transparent, I would say that I have slipped back on some of those things, but it is my goal to self-correct and pull myself back up to where I need to be. And so I want to encourage you to do the same thing. So, ladies, do you have a position description for your company, you know, as the CEO? If you don't, I want to encourage you today to carve out some time and hold that task priority. Get it done. Do a position description. Here's question number four in the five questions to spark your abundance, and that is, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Here's the one thing that I do know. You will lose touch with the business arena, especially if your business is business to business. You will lose touch with the business world or with your consumers if you're not getting out there and being the ambassador for your company and listening to what other people want. Your business can't be all about what you want and what you think people want. It has to be based off of the pulse beat of your consumers, of your customers. And so if you're not out there asking questions, being the ambassador, attracting people to you, then that's a problem in and of itself. And I'll say it over and over, as the CEO of your company, as a micro business owner, you need to be networking at least twice weekly. So that means out of the month, you will have gone to eight different events, right, where you're able to exchange business cards, you're able to have meaningful conversations and connect with individuals. So if you're not doing that, then you can't spark activity and get synergy going to draw leads and to find out if there are people outside of those visiting your website and on social media that might be interested in what you have to offer. You also will find it difficult to even collaborate with anybody because you're not getting yourself out there. And this is one of the things that I talk about all the time with my clients as I work with them to get themselves into the CEO role of the company. You cannot be the laborer and just sit in your home office and stare at the desk and the computer all day long and think that your company is going to grow. The competitive difference in your business, believe it or not, for most small business owners, is you. You are what makes it different for your company. Nobody else can be you. You are the difference. But if you don't get out there and develop those relationships, then that makes it very, very challenging. So I want to encourage you, number one, I want to go back on that leadership role, write your position description. Number two, make sure that you are being the ambassador for your company and networking at least twice weekly. Absolutely. And you need to hold it priority. And then lastly, here's number five. In the five questions to spark your abundance, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Listen, this question is very, very important because you should already have your marketing strategy written out to know different ways you're going to market your business. But you should be able to choose amongst them which strategy system you're going to focus on so you can get some results. If you are not able to do that, then back to the drawing board you go so that you can develop and that you can actually work up a system for yourself. Very, very important. As I put closure on the five questions to spark your abundance, I want to remind all of you, okay? And I really want you to capture the essence of this is that you, ladies, and only you, have the power to create your streams of abundance. And it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. Action convicts your faith and belief in yourself. Action is the proof in the pudding that you are moving forward and that you believe in yourself. So when there is no action, am I saying that you don't believe in yourself? I'm saying that you don't have the level of belief required to move yourself to the next level. But there's good news. There's good news because you are in control of your dreams. You are in control of your goals. You are in control as the CEO of your company. You can make the immediate changes necessary to start taking action anytime you so choose. So success is waiting on you. Your financial reward is waiting on you. Your six figures, your seven figures is waiting on you to claim it. And guess what? The beautiful part about all of this is that what is for you is for you. What is yours, and no one else can claim it. That is why I am just so excited that I have this competitive edge that nobody else can be, and that's me, and so do you. Nobody else can be you, regardless of what company or what business that you're in. If you're looking for a competitive edge and a way to compete, then it is to attract people to you. That's what's so important. You want to know how to do all of that, or you need to discuss getting clearer on that, then I would recommend, if you have not had one this year, for you to take advantage of our free Power Talk coaching session, which is pretty much offered to anyone free of charge once a year. Now, this is a 30 to 45-minute energetic coaching session where we can discuss challenges, we can brainstorm new ideas to grow your business, we can talk about you getting clearer on your role as the CEO, whatever you need to discuss that you feel can help you move to the next level, we can talk about it. But guess what else? I'm going to give you the meat and potatoes of the whole thing. I'm going to give you a full-blown coaching session that will bless your life, okay? I'm not going to hold back and then try to charge you some absorbent amount of money to give you information that you thought you were going to get during the Power Talk coaching session. I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to give you what you need. And it's going to be all spirit-based, based on my spirit and what it's telling me to share with you, okay? Because I'm a very spiritual person. I love God. I love the fact that I am in touch with my spirit and that I listen to it and that I get as sincere as possible when I'm working with my clients. And so that is what I am going to do for you. And so here's how to schedule your Power Talk. You simply visit our main website, Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. And up in the top menu bar, you'll see the link for coaching in the red menu bar. Click on coaching. And once you click on coaching, look over in the right-hand column, and it'll automatically say schedule Power Talk. Click on that, fill out the information, and get your free Power Talk coaching session. Now, if you've already had a free Power Talk coaching session, then you need to be thinking about going into a coaching program with Women About Biz. It will help you in ways that you never thought. Sometimes I think as women we get stubborn. We feel that we should be able to do everything ourselves. That is us really procrastinating and really not wanting to pursue our dreams and invest in ourselves like we should. But if you've already had that free coaching session, then you already know how I can help you. Then you need to go ahead and think about one-on-one coaching for at least a 90-day period to get you to the point of where you need to be. Trust me, my goal is to change your life and to show you how to be the CEO of your company. So don't forget to do that. It is 12:21 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to quickly give you some ideas for the holiday. No matter what type of business you have, guess what? You can take advantage of the holiday season just like all of the commercial retailers are doing. Now, here it is in September, and I don't know if you know it, but the retailers either already have up holiday decoration, holiday items, or they are clearing space for it and getting ready ahead of the curve for the holiday shopping season, and so should you. Usually, most people, most retailers get ready in July, their plan of what they're going to do, and then by September, they're figuring out how you're going to take the holiday season and make it yours. To make some cash this holiday season, bring in more clients. So I want to talk about, first of all, creating your holiday plan, because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to create a holiday plan, a system, and remember, for everything that you want to be successful in, you always have to fit it into a system so that you can go back and measure the results and tweak it so that it can become something that becomes quite successful for you. So, number one, you must create a holiday plan. So you need to ask yourself these questions, okay? What services or products in particular, because you can't push everything, right? You're really trying to have that one service or those few products, 3 to 5 products is your product company, 3 to 5 products that you are really pushing hard for the holiday season. But the more you can drill down and have maybe one product or 2 products, the better it is, because you don't want people having to have a dilemma of choosing what it is that they want, because when people start having to choose multiple things, then they'll start going to Amazon, they'll start going to other websites, they'll start looking for other things in competition with your product. And trying to see if it's a good price or what have you. So really you want to wrap your holiday campaign around one incredible product and one incredible service, and then from there you build out your campaign. So once you find out what that is, you then need to decide as to whether or not actually take off money for a discount or a sale of that service or product. If it's a service business, it's a little bit easier because you're in more control of that. If it's a product business, it's a little more challenging because you're probably, if you're not making the product yourself, you're probably purchasing the product wholesale, and there can be only so much money that you can actually take off because you've got to have a breaking point or a break-even point with that product. So you have to determine what is the sales price going to be, what is the special campaign going to be. Then what I want you to do is I want you to go on Google and I want you to find 3 or 4 similar services or products, and I want you to look at how they are marketing them and how they are describing those products and or services, okay? I don't want you to copy, but I want it to inspire you as you're writing your own description for your holiday service or product, okay? Then I want you to make sure that you have clear and crisp pictures for your product or service. And yes, even if it's a service, you need to figure out a really nice, crisp, clear image that is going to represent the service for the holiday season, even if you have to take a picture of yourself with a Santa cap on or with some type of holiday images around you. You've got to still figure out as a service business how you're going to emerge the holiday season in with that particular service that you are going to be pushing for the holiday seasons. Now, this is very, very important, okay? So hopefully you guys are taking good notes down and you're writing down what I'm sharing with you about building up your business for the holiday season and getting ready and getting geared up to prepare a holiday campaign. So you've got to have a system, a holiday plan. So after you actually take your photos, the picture of the product or the service, you've got a great description, and you've got to make sure, by the way, that that description sounds in the holiday mode, okay? That is so very, very important, right? Okay, so after you do all of that, now you're ready to create what would be considered a lead page, because you want to get leads, you want people signing up to receive this discount and this coupon, and you really want people to ask you for it. You're going to mention it in a lead page, but you really want them to ask you for this special discount. So I'm going to let you guys know right now, and I mentioned this last year, and so many people emailed and wrote in to me saying, I don't think I can give that big of a discount, but look, you're going to have to, you're competing with other services and retailers here. So that 10% discount ain't going to cut it. Okay, because I talked to so many people, what you're going to get for your discount, 10%, nope, that's not going to do it. It needs to be the deal of the century, as close to the deal of the century as you need to get. If you're a travel agent, then you need to be finding a Caribbean cruise of some sort that is a fantastic deal for 3 days, 2 nights, or 4 days, 3 nights. You need to be finding a really good deal. If you are a service business, then you need to be figuring out a way, right, a way to provide this particular service. Even if you're going to be providing the service in the future, like for the new year, you need to be figuring out a way that you're going to describe it in such a way that it's going to have people wanting to get in on this deal. You know, for example, maybe you are a massage therapist and your massages normally cost $75 an hour, but you're willing to sell a trio package of massages all for just $35 an hour, but they have to purchase it in a trio package for $35 an hour massages, and then they have to use it by a certain date. Don't forget, you always want to have a deadline, because you don't want somebody 5 years later trying to claim a special that was for the 2017 holiday, right? And here they are way into 2021 or 22 talking about, I want to claim my discount. No, you don't want that at all. So if you're going to have a discount, you always have to have that expiration date. But your discount definitely needs to be deeper than 10%. It needs to be kind of like that deal of the century, and you need to start promoting it early because most people start shopping for Christmas at the end of September, mid-September to the end of September. People are already shopping. I remember last year my sister told me that she already, this was like August, I think, she told me she already had her gifts in the closet. She was already shopping. And it made sense, though, because as she saw sales and different things that she thought she could get for a great price, she realized that she could save herself tons of money simply by shopping much earlier. And so are a lot of people. And so you want to give people ideas. The other thing that you want to do as you're looking at the particular service or product, you definitely want to make sure that you look at the type of clients or customers that would be perfect for this particular product or service. So as you create your campaign, you've got to figure out a lead page, okay? You need to just have one page only talking about that product and the deep discount for that product, the sign up, okay, for people who want to sign up to receive that special discount, right? And only those people get that special discount. This is going to help you build your mailing list for new people, and it's going to help you to build loyalty for your current customers or existing client base. Then what you want to do is look at how you're going to market and promote this particular special. Now, I think you should use the full gamut of platforms. I think you should do a video, a 1 to 2 minute promo video. Okay, you can do it with your iPad, your notepad, your cell phone. Okay, I think that we already talked about a lead page, but that is one of your marketing tools. I think that you should have graphics created, maybe 3 to 5 different graphics that depict the special that you're pushing out for the holiday season so that you can use that in social media. Very, very important. And I want you to think about having a holiday mixer or some type of gathering where you can pull people together and discuss or have samples of that product or discuss that particular service and have it available for them to purchase it at your holiday gathering. You could call it a holiday appreciation gathering or appreciation mixer, right? Very, very important. So that's all I have for you right now as far as getting ready to gear up for your holiday campaign. But I hope this is going to help you. And what you need to know is that you need to take control, become the CEO of your business, and get that holiday campaign started now. Get it scheduled on your calendar to plan your holiday season and what you're going to be offering now. If you wait any longer than the next couple of weeks, you're going to run into the holiday shopping season. If you're a mom with small kids, you know, you're going to get caught up in all of the holiday festivities and activities, and it's going to fall through the cracks, and that is not what you want. So don't forget. That's very, very important, okay? You also, by the way, don't forget to set your holiday financial goal, whether it's $2,500, $5,000, $10,000, or whatever it's going to be. Don't forget to set the goal, okay, of that holiday campaign. You must have your mind focused on a particular dollar amount. Very, very important. So I want to encourage you to do that. I want to go ahead right now and move right into pushing past the fear and discussing that with you at length, because it's something that very, very important. It's something that we as women need to really, really address, because I am seeing that it is wreaking havoc on our business plans. It's wreaking havoc on us accomplishing our goals. So what I want to do, I'm going to be basing today's topic off of a blog that I posted a few months ago, and it's called Let Your Fear Fuel Your Success. So if you want to see that blog entry, you can visit womenaboutbiz.com, and then in the top right menu bar, you can click on blog, okay? But I am going to be covering some of the items in this particular article. I was inspired to write this particular blog post from a few things. I was inspired because of what I was experiencing in some of my projects. I realized that I still had some fear. I was inspired by my clients who were dealing with fear, and I realized that I needed to address it for all of us. And so in addressing it and writing out my thoughts and allowing the spirit within me to guide me on what to say, I came up with an article that really has helped a lot of people, okay? And I created a three-step system for eliminating fear. But first, before I begin, I want you to say, I don't have any fear. You're fooling yourself, okay? We're human. We're not perfect. And every single day, as I said before, there's going to be, it's a new environment. You're going to be experiencing new things. And the unexpected happens. People say things. Things occur. And each time, especially in business, that new things occur, we can react to it in different ways, but sometimes it impacts us in a way that negatively impacts our business and causes us to procrastinate. So first I want to say that fear shows itself in different ways. You don't always have to be shaking and sweating bullets and sweaty palms and nervous acting in order for you to have fear, okay? Fear shows itself in many ways. So in business, if you are procrastinating a lot, if you over the last few years or months or weeks have been saying that you want to do something, that you know you've got your mind focused on this one thing, and every so often you can come back around to saying, you know, I really want to do this or that, and I really want to make this happen, but then you say it, but then you never take action on it. I'm sorry, but that's a form of fear. If you keep saying that you don't know how to do something, and that's the reason why you're not accomplishing a lot of your dreams and goals, because I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. You keep saying that, but you're not finding a solution to what you don't know. That's a form of fear. If you are always finding yourself using money as an excuse as to why you can't move forward because you don't have the money, and every time you find yourself not being able to accomplish some of your dreams and goals, it seems that money seems to be the problem all the time, I'm going to be honest with you, you got fear. And those are just some of the examples. But if you experience fear as a business owner and you're having those side effects, such as procrastination, not getting your goals accomplished, not following up with prospects as promised, or simply never getting started on marketing your business, then what you need to understand, ladies, is that you're not by yourself. A lot of us have been there, done that, experienced that, and are currently experiencing it, okay? What you need to realize, though, is that to be the number one reason why most women say they're not accomplishing their business goals. And it really can be a huge obstacle to your success. However, I personally now know, and I'm imparting this to you, that fear can also fuel your success when you know how to handle it and how to get past it, okay? Fear for many businesswomen is, you know, it's often present when you're needing to ask for the business or when you're saying exactly how much you charge or when you're speaking in front of a crowd or when you're trying to write a new book or when you have a new venture or project or when you don't know how to do something. Fear normally shows its face in the means of procrastination. But the solution to fear is not about fighting it or thinking you can ignore it. It's about taking swift and immediate action. You see, that's the antidote, okay, to fear. It is the number one all-time solution, okay? And you need to understand that. It's about pushing past the fear and taking the action, which will almost always eliminate the fear, okay? So I have a three-step system that I want to quickly share with you. I use whenever I feel that fear is creeping up. And usually for me, fear creeps up in the means of procrastination. You know, I say that I want to do something, and then I find 3 months later that it never got done. And then, you know, beknownst, I'll see somebody do it, and then I'll realize, wow, look how great that's working for them, and I said that I wanted to do it. And so, again, it normally creeps up in the form of procrastination. Well, how does fear creep up for you? You need to be aware of that so that you can identify it, okay? So let's start with step one in my three-step system for eliminating fear, which is identify your fears. Okay, you've got to grab hold of these fears, okay? You got to want to know what your fears are. You got to want to know about yourself beneath the surface. You got to dig deep and say, there is a reason why I have not made the amount of money I want to make in my business, especially if there are other people out there that are making great money in what you do, right? You've got to say to yourself, there's a reason why I am procrastinating or a reason why I am not embracing my CEO role, and you've got to figure that out, right? Now, it's easy to know when you're hesitant on taking action on your goals, but have you actually identified when it's fear and when it is not fear? Because not all reasons for putting things off is about fear, so that you need to know as well. But sometimes it could be that you really desire to take on a new idea, project, or move forward. You really don't want to do that with a particular business goal. But if that's the case, put away the business goal and eliminate it off of your list. Keeping it real with yourselves, ladies, is a must when it comes to getting things done. And so if you're the person that really goes after something with swift action, then your inaction, of course, could mean that it is not for you. But you're the only one that can determine when it's fear and when it's not fear. You know yourself. So I'm saying that you have to be gut-wrenchingly truthful with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Be honest about identifying whether something is a fear is not. But again, I've given you some examples too. If you say, well, no, the reason I really didn't get started because I don't have the money, hogwash. No, the reason I didn't get started is because I'm still trying to figure out how to do it. I'm going to take a course on how to create a website, and then I'll know how to do the website, and then I'll get it done, hogwash. Well, the reason why I really didn't do it was because I hadn't been feeling well, and I thought that I would take some time off, but I'm going to get it done. And then I see you again, and time has passed on, and you say the same thing all over again. Hogwash. You see, we lie to ourselves every single day. And I really believe that lying to ourselves, and that's right, I'm calling it out, and I'm taking this dose of medicine just like you are. But we are lying to ourselves if we say that we don't have fear and that fear is not holding us back. Case in point, here it is September. If you have not brought in a good amount of revenue for your company by now in September, and you've been procrastinating all this time, or you've just not put things into action, or you have not moved into the role of being the leader for your company, it's fear. Fear is holding you back. But you must be able to face the mirror. You must be able to identify it because it is the first step. Admitting that you have fear is the first step to you being able to eliminate it. Here's number two in my three-step system. Once you identify the fear, you've got to know why you are having the fear, because there is an underlying fact of what's going on with you. You've got to figure that out. So you need to schedule some me time. So you can get out your planner, select a date, and block off 2 to 3 hours of where you can focus just on you, which is so very, very important, okay? You need to be able to focus on yourself. You need to be able to figure out, right? You need to be able to figure out what's going on with you, why you have the fears once you've identified them, okay? Very, very important. Determine if there is any validity or evidence supporting you having fear. Oh, I just had a cough attack, so I'm drinking a little bit of water. Hold on. So as I was saying, you've got to determine if there's validity or evidence supporting that you have, okay? Oftentimes, fear is really just, again, that false evidence appearing real. And finding out and understanding your whys will help you discover solutions to overcoming and eliminating the fear. So whatever you have fear about, you know that you must take action on it. So it could be something as simple as creating a step-by-step checklist for you to follow. It could be you working with me as your business coach to help you get over that hump of not getting things done. So you have to identify that and believe in that, right? And believe that it's going to get better for you, right? Another possibility of fear has to do with your belief system. Now, we're talking about knowing why the fear is there. Another possibility is your belief system. You might have a belief that you can accomplish your dreams and goals, but do you have the level of belief required to make it happen? Many of my longtime listeners know what I'm talking about when I say the word unshakable faith. But the type of belief to move past fear and start getting things done is unshakable faith. It's a level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and immediate action. And remember, action is the antidote to fear. Very, very important. So I want to encourage you to start looking at your belief level. And if you have the belief that you can be successful, you're going to always be able to prove it by all of the actions you've taken towards that success, right? But if you've not taken the actions, then you already know that the level of faith in yourself or belief is not where it needs to be, right? Very, very important. And thirdly, in my three-step system for moving past fear and using fear to turn things around is even if you feel almost paralyzed to not take action, you got to do it anyway. You got to take swift action anyway because it truly is the cure. But in order to take action, you must be willing to commit, push for, and use your fear to fuel your desire and accomplish your goal, okay? And one of the things that I do, and I honestly say this out loud, you know, I when I feel fear, I say, you know what, fear, put on your seatbelt, baby, because you're getting ready to go for a ride. And then when you turn around, because you're telling me, put your seatbelt on. We're going to go for a ride. I'm getting ready to take action on these goals. I'm getting ready to do some things. And as soon as you do that, you look around, baby, fear has unbuckled the seatbelt and jumped out of the car. Okay? And I know this to be true, and I know that many of my clients have had the same experience. Okay? Very, very important. So I want you to think about putting this three-step system into place for yourself. Identify your fear. Number two, know your why. Know why you have the fear. Then number three, take swift action anyway. And like I said, sometimes you need to kind of identify the fear, find the solutions, look at the actions you need to take to push past it, create a comprehensive checklist. And then if you don't want to work with a coach, then you need to at least get a partner, someone who can help hold you accountable. But oftentimes I find most businesswomen do want to work with a coach because you need someone that can be your confidant, someone that can be objective and not tell you what you want to hear, but tell you what's best for you and your business. And, of course, that's what I'm willing to do. So, again, I encourage that if you have not had a power talk, that's the first step. You need to start with a free power talk with me so that we can identify and brainstorm and look at how to get you and your business to the next level. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show. Certainly hope that you have enjoyed all of the things that I'm sharing with you today. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned for next Monday as we continue on with pushing past the fear. Have a beautiful and productive week, and don't forget to schedule some me time to address your fears, to look at what you need to do to push forward so that you can be all that you can be. Stay blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.